Hello,
Love
world.
Talk Radio.
Hey, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to another taping of Entranced here with Bambi Nicole. I have not been feeling very well this week, so of course, I probably sound like poo-poo, but you're going to have to really forgive me because I'm still trying to get over. I don't even know what it is that I've had, but it's been terrible, and I know that's been kind of going around, so I know I probably don't sound all that great, but never too sick to not get on here and talk and have a conversation for you all. So keep that in mind if I kind of sound like, plus, Bambi, of course, having the Bambi brain and not feeling 100%, superstars, sometimes you can't. Sometimes that's just what happens to everybody. So, anyway, I kind of wanted to get into a little bit of a discussion before I bring one of my guests on air, because in our community, the one thing that I definitely find in the transgender community is that when I first started to come out, dress and dress up, I would really have to do it in private. I think that, from what I remember, I was I guess I was about 12 when I had one of my very first experiences going out. No, I was 5 with my first experience of going out in public as a girl. I was 5 because I spent the night over at my girlfriend Stacy's house, and Stacy's parents took us out to dinner, and I remember Stacy put on a really pretty little floral dress, and I put on one of her dresses. And from that point, I knew, this was meant for me in my life, so I'd love to dress up. Of course, I didn't always have an opportunity to do that kind of fun stuff. So when I was, 12 or 13, I went to my godmother's house and spent the night, and my godsister took me to a pool hall. She was, in her teens, I guess, and I remember we went upstairs, and she curled my hair, and she stuffed my bra, and she put some makeup on me. So I must have been 12 or 13, and we went to the pool hall, and I do remember that I was, one of the more attractive women there, and all the guys were staring at me after my, god sister had made me up. So it was one of those things. I think that it was just very, very taboo, of course. I think that I don't really understand why it's so taboo. But it was definitely taboo back, these were the years, I mean, this was several years ago. The cool thing that I like about today is that I'm going to have a very special guest on who specializes in what's called girlcation. I'm going to let her kind of explain what that is to you all, but it's kind of one of those things where you are able to, if you need to get away and you need to figure some things out, she provides a service where you can kind of go to this place, and she's a professional makeup artist, and she'll help you shop, she'll help you pick out clothes, she'll help you talk about transition. She's kind of a rock, she's just really an awesome person. I have to definitely see that she's a Bambi bestie. But also, providing you that place. She's providing you a very comfortable place where nobody's going to know your name, where you can go and you can learn how to walk like a woman. You can go and you can learn how to accessorize your outfits. She goes on shopping trips. You can go out to the bars. You're just in a very safe environment. And I think that is so kind of critical and crucial, because I find that it's not really something that in the community in general, it's very difficult to find a safe haven for people that are just coming out. People that are just coming out are usually kind of dressing up in the basement, or they're dressing up in a dark room, or they're dressing up in a closet, or they're dressing up in secret, because it's one of those things where such shame with this. I don't really understand that why in society we are so taught about shame, 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 the shame game, the shame blame game. I don't understand why we are taught to be so ashamed of ourselves. The one thing that I really don't understand is that the people that tend to be the most ashamed, supposedly, of us, or I tend to find that people don't really have a whole lot of shame with us. It's more shame along with themselves. But it's always nice, again, to have that safe place and that safe haven, because there's not a whole, well, there's a whole lot more support out there now than there used to be. I know when I was starting to come out, you never found, maybe there was one or two safe havens, but it was next to nothing. It was next to nil. And then if you did find a safe haven, you always had to worry about if you got mad at this person, or if whatever happened, was this person going to expose, which, you know, was this person going to do something very tacky? Was this person going to expose what you're doing? Was this person? So it's a very, again, I think that things in society are starting to change. I think that we're starting to come together, and we're starting to see more and more trans people in a better lighting, in a more positive situation. But I also still think that we have a very, very long way to go, for sure, because we're still taught that it's something very taboo. And really, I don't understand what the taboo of transgender, of if somebody wants to dress up, I don't really understand that, because to me it's just kind of clothes, or it's makeup. It's just kind of materialistic objects, and it's not really, it's a part of who you are, but it's not really stating the whole entire person just because that's what you so happen to choose to like to do. So I have to kind of get that out there, because I don't understand, again, what is so incredibly taboo. If somebody could call and explain that to me, then that would be appreciated. No. Had to get a sip of some of my orange juice, because like I said, I'm still kind of like, now that it's something that you should definitely stay away from people, and if you don't feel good, but if you don't feel good, yeah, you should stay in your room, but, you know, not dressing up. I hope that one day in society we get to the point where we are able to express ourselves and don't have to worry about being persecuted, being prosecuted, going out and having to face discrimination, having to face battery, having to face this, having to face that. I have to say I'm very lucky and I'm very blessed in a lot of ways, because I don't, for one, when I go out, you're really not going to, I don't look anything but female. So I don't get problems, but I did in the beginning. So I completely understand it, and my heart completely breaks, and my heart completely goes out there to people that are just now starting to transition, or maybe they have transitioned, and maybe it just, my heart goes out there to everybody, because maybe not everybody as lucky as me, or as you know, in such an easy situation. But again, I think that we as a society, and I blame a lot of it too on the media, because if you think about it with trans characters, or we've always not, we're kind of moving in a different direction now, but we were really portrayed poorly in the media. Now think about this, only it's stated that only 8% of people know somebody that's transgender. Only 8%. Now, if you think about that, they're relying on the media to tell them what kind of people transgender people are. So if the media is portraying us poor fashion, then you have to kind of expect for people to not see us in the greatest of lights. But thank God today, we in general are starting to be seen in a better light, because we're not being portrayed as poorly. There's starting to actually be some legitimate shows about who we are, and it's starting to become something more realistic rather than just trash and bash or something from Jerry Springer. So keep that in mind as well. Girls, I also want you all to, well, let's go ahead and welcome our guest here. So let's go ahead and get there live, Jill. Hello there.
Hello,
Jill.
How are you? Hi.
Oh,
hi,
honey, listen, I'm just too excited to have you on air, because I was telling everybody, of course, about you, and you know that you're a Bambi bestie.
Oh, yay.
I want to really thank you for all that you do for our community, because you give girls such a special, special place. Now, you have a business, and it's called Trans Glamtastic. So tell everybody what kind of services you provide.
I started as a makeover, you know, like makeup artist, but now it's like kind of my services are makeovers, which, like, you know, help with your clothing, your look, you know, take you shopping, the whole kit and caboodle. There's like too much to mention.
So what attracted you to a business like that, and or how did you get your start in it?
Well, it actually found me, because, like, I had finished school, and then I went to a bar and actually met one of the girls in the community who happened to be my size. So we started talking about clothes, and then I told her I did makeup, and so I started on her, and then she introduced me to more people, and then it just kind of grew arms and legs. And so now, almost 4 years later, I'm still doing it, and even more so.
I know that one thing you started offering is girl immersion or girlcations, and then this is something that I've really just I admire, and I love this, because you're providing something out there that really isn't being provided very often from very many people. So I think that this is incredible. I love this idea. So tell people exactly why you do and why it's – tell exactly what you do and why that is so incredibly helpful to them.
Well, it just kind of started out, like, in my other place, I had a studio, you know, and then so people could come for the makeovers. It had its private bathroom and everything, and – you know, some people want to come in from out of town, and so they'd be in hotels, and then they'd be like, okay, I slept your stuff here, slept your stuff back, or being made up and then having to wash and then go home. You know, it can be stressful. So we just decided, well, we can fix the place up and rent it out, and then they can just bring all their stuff, stay here, and then it turned into, well, can I stay another day, and can you take me out? And, you know, let's actually do some real world experiences instead of just going to a club.
Absolutely. For those who are just now coming to terms with their gender dysphoria, what are some of the first steps that you would suggest to take and some common mistakes to be wary of?
Well, that's a pretty big question.
I agree.
Versus, like, how do they have gender dysphoria? You know, a lot of people have it, don't even know what it is, and what signs are they exhibiting? You know, do they just think it's gender play with dressing up, or do they think it's more? So usually I say, go to a therapist. You know, go to a gender therapist, not just like a regular
Absolutely.
Doctor or family therapist.
Absolutely. And I know that I had done an interview with a therapist before, so that was very, very, I have to agree with you there as well.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, there's a pretty big scale. There's, you know, and then
Absolutely.
After you've decided that you are suffering from dysphoria, or, you know, you feel the need to go into transition, then usually it's hormones, you know, that will help you.
That's right.
You know.
That's right.
So, you know, go forward with
now,
that. And then
you know what? No, go ahead, sweetheart. I'm sorry. I'm going to cut you off.
I know. We're going to just start chatting like we did yesterday, aren't we? It's just going to be all back
I know,
and
girl
forth.
Talk.
You know, we actually have to get the information out there.
See, and another thing that I really really admire about you is that I know that you live with a trans woman, so I know all of this is very close to your heart. How has this experience helped mold you as a woman?
I've always just been a really strong person and very empathetic and really, you know, I'm like the trans whisperer. I know before people do, you know, so I kind of really have a lot of patience and understanding for this. It's a struggle, you know. You can see when people aren't whole, and you can see what they need to do to become whole. So that's kind of what I work on. And I've watched my partner, you know, come to terms with, you know, going from gender play to actually now she's going to be transitioning on the job, and she gets her name changed and has come out to the family and has become a much happier person. So it's just been a wonderful experience, and that's why I totally love doing it for a job.
Oh, that's so awesome to not only to be doing something that you enjoy, but to be doing something that you really love, and to have, you know, to have such a supportive, you know, that's just, to me, that's just beautiful. I really hope that we get a story about that one day. Like, I hope that that you get to sit down and write a book.
It's just the way that it's going, you know, with the climate of just becoming more acceptable, and people being able to get the support they need, and the hormones, and their rights at work and stuff. You know, I'm in California where it's great, and, you know, they're being more protected on the job and hired, so hopefully that will continue through the rest of the country. So, and it's time that people need to do it. You know, I decided to go from, you know, doing the club makeup to actually helping people transition in their life. You know, it's just much better and more rewarding to do it this way.
Oh, I bet. I bet. Now, not only do you offer practical advice on things like makeup and wardrobe, you help people to learn to accept themselves for the first time. You know, how important is it for girls to work with a stylist such as yourself?
Well, it's not even just about style. It's confidence. You know, it's making sure that people are happy in their choices, that they're learning that it's not just all of a sudden they have to go hyper-feminine. You know, and wear something they're not comfortable. It's discovering their own style. Like, if you're, like, wearing Converse and jeans and a flannel, it's taking them to the store to get girl Converse and girl jeans and a girl flannel. And really identifying with the clothes so that the inside matches the outside.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, I can agree with you there, because I know that in the beginning of my own personal transition, it was just very little at a time. Like, you know, in the beginning it was androgynous, and I would incorporate the bracelet, and I would incorporate, you know, maybe the the necklace, and it was baby steps. But eventually, I always say that, like, with transition, it was kind of like going from the very bottom of the step all the way up to the top. But, you know, each step of the way, it would have been something else. Like, one day, I remember in the very beginning, I would have worn a girl flannel shirt, maybe with the boy jeans, and then it was the chapstick, and then it was the lip gloss, and then it was
what it is. You know, as I try to make sure I stress to people, it's a process. Otherwise, people get so frustrated if they think, I can't be a girl because I can't do it immediately, because I can't have everything right now. It's like, it's leading people through the process of developing their own style and taste. Instead of turning out being something that they're not, then they don't really get the true sense of themselves. They're trying to be a character.
That's exactly right. And I always say that had I not had to go through a process, I wouldn't appreciate the results. If this would have been handed to me, I certainly wouldn't appreciate it the way that I do now. So I'm glad that it took me a very long time to get to where I'm at now. I mean, I'm very blessed to be where I'm at, but also I'm very glad that it took a very long period of time to get there, because if I would have just had it overnight or just even a year or two, I certainly wouldn't appreciate it the way that I appreciate it now.
No, it would be harder for you to get your head around it, because, boom, here's this new face or this new body or these new clothes. But if your insides haven't got, you know, caught up with it, with the hormones or the therapy, you wouldn't know who you were. You would not be a developed person. So definitely got to be the head and the heart before even worrying about the look. That will all fall into place.
That is so incredibly true. You know, for some of the new girls out there, it can be pretty terrifying to go shopping for the first time. So what do you recommend? What do you recommend people do in order to calm those fears?
To actually go out to the store and shop? Usually with the really new people that are just starting to wear clothes in their house and stuff, I just always recommend Amazon Prime, you know, get the free return, so that way you can order two and keep the one that fits and send the one back for free. So then that way they can start getting comfortable with clothing, start getting an idea of how their sizing works. So that way then when they do head out to the shop, they got a little bit more idea of what their taste is and you know, what they're
definitely
looking for and how to fit.
Because
now, when I take
everyone
people
is
on
different.
Shopping trips, yeah. And when I take people on shopping trips, I usually hit the thrift store first, so that way any mistakes don't cost a lot of money. And you and you can just try something for the heck of it, or you know, it's a great way to start learning your taste and learning your sizes and getting comfortable in the clothes around your house before you like really go and plunk down some money at Nordstrom's or something.
That's right. And you know, what's funny is that before I even go to Nordstrom's and stuff like that, it's like I, especially like with my new body, I swear it's like no matter what I buy, assume like I grow out of it anyway. So it's kind of like just really smart to do. You know, women's bodies, like, and that's another thing that I want girls to know out there is that women's bodies constantly change. Like, I know I have to buy new jeans every year, because our bodies constantly change. I remember before the estrogen, before the hormones, I think that I was like 110 pounds, and I must have stayed that way for like years and years and years and years and years. And the irony of it is that after my transition now, it's like, yeah, like I don't gain a lot of weight or whatever, but I know that the fat has shifted. And like each year, you know, my hips will be a little bit more round. And even though I haven't put on necessarily like more weight, I still can't fit in those same jeans that I could fit in last year.
Yes, that's what happens.
I tell
so
you,
we
it's,
also
it's
just kind of
like
do swap meets.
Same
we
thing
also
with,
do swap meets. Swap
you know,
meets
it's
for
just,
girls
it's,
to, they change clothes.
It's just like you said, it's the whole entire puberty of it. It's just having to go through everything, and it's a completely
different
experience.
Well, that's just a human body, period. You know, it's just as you age,
right.
That's just what's going to happen, and you're going to wind up looking like your mom.
Definitely. Excuse me, I'm still,
Are you still
now,
sick?
You know, I want to make sure everyone knows how to get a hold of you. So tell listeners what they should do if they want to know more about your service or try a girlcation, honey.
Well, I think the website is transplantastic.com. We're getting it all new and it's getting all redone. But they can contact me through that or they can find me on Facebook at Transplantastic. You can email me,
Jill. I'm
going to
make sure we leave
this alone.
Definitely leaving links below, too, as well. You know, and like, it's to me, it's amazing because it's almost like a vacation. It's like, it's how could you, and callers, listeners, viewers, there is very few people out there that even are. And Jill, I also wanted you to let, the thing that because me and you had spoken last night, the one thing that I really thought was cool was how you were telling me about how you had the really big open, like, was it backyard where they can learn how to walk?
Yeah, we got a really cool place. It's like in sunny California, and it's like kind of out in the valley, but I'm up on the hill, so you have the whole view of the hills and the valley, and there's no neighbors on the one side, no neighbors behind us, no neighbors across from us, and the people who owned it actually kind of manicured the yard really well, and there's actually like a whole pathway through the yard. The girls can walk in the heels and practice, and it's like a nice little resort almost appearance.
See what I'm saying? I mean, this is like this is just the ideal, and it's like I said, there's very few out there that provide these kind of services, and she's going to sit down with you, and she's going to teach you, you know, how she's applying her. And you're going through what you do with these girls step by step. I mean, you're like, not only are you sitting down doing their makeup, but you're also helping teach them what you're doing, are you not?
Right. That's the whole point, is to empower the girls, you know, to get the confidence up and give them the skills, and so that way they can, you know, have regular daily life. You know, there's
that's
no
right.
reason why they can't be going out as they want in the daytime and talking to people and going about their business. But, you know, I understand that it's very daunting. You know, I have clients that are like, you know, I had one client that was here from the Netherlands, and she was like, went to Krispy Kreme but couldn't go in. And then, like, at the end of the trip, she's like, okay, I'm ready. I have to go back to Krispy Kreme. And I'm like, going, really? And she's like, yes. I go, well, then get in there. And we went down there, and she felt so confident. She went in, and then she came out with the donuts. And I'm like, what's so hard? She goes, because it's a line. I go, what do you mean? And she's like, once you're in the line, you have to stay in the line. I said, really? I go, but why would you want to get out? You're there to get a donut. And she's like, but it's scary. And I was like, wow, that's some real insight on what these ladies go through. The fears
are
real.
Oh, it's a terrifying experience, I'm sure. In the beginning, it's terrifying. And it's kind of different, I think, for me, because I was one of those girls, I think, that before I went out in public, I always went androgynously first, especially in the more harder years of my transition. I really didn't even start going out into the public as a woman until I kind of hit a point where no matter how I looked, no matter where I went, everyone was saying ma'am. So I can't even imagine, like, the turmoil that some of these girls go through, because I know that in the beginning years I was wearing, like you said, I was incorporating, like, the girls' jeans and the girls' flannel shirts, but
you're probably also young and cute. You're probably also very, very young, and I've got
right.
people, like, my average clients are, like, around, you know, in their 40s and 50s, you know, so they've
sure.
got this whole turmoil of, you know, this whole thing of being male for so long. You know, it's a total unteach, you know, to get them to relax into their feminine selves and go out in public like that, because they just always go, I'm too old. It's like, you don't want to be saying this when you're 80. Oh, 20 years ago, if I would have just done this. It's like, do it
now.
Well,
it's, yes. I have to agree with you. I think that if you feel, because you only, in my opinion, it's kind of like you only have one life to live, and you're either going to kind of try to fold into the mold, and you're going to kind of find yourself very empty and kind of unhappy and just kind of, you know, following the line, or you're going to try to get out there and pave your own and say, look, I'm going to do what I need to do. And, you know, of course, and the one thing, like I said, that I always want people to know, too, is that especially in the duration of this, you have to give it some time. And it's definitely that I always say that the word, if you think about it, transition is a long term. Just the self is long term. So it's just like, just think of it as something that's a long term process, and kind of just do what you need to do and just kind of live your normal daily life, and just know that we have people, wonderful people out here like Jill, who provides a place where they can just go and be themselves and don't have to worry about anything. Don't have to worry about people knowing who they are or people embarrassing them or judging them. You have a personal makeup artist. She has a beautiful place. I mean, just what, you know, I like I said, and especially for what you do for the community, there's just not very many people out there like that. It's just a saint, really.
Like you said, it's just not me. I'm just doing what I do. You know, it's fun. You know, I like doing the club makeup, so I like taking people to the clubs, and I like doing the whole, you know, helping them emerge. You know, it's a fun way to spend a day.
Absolutely. I know that we have less than 1 minute left on the show. And again, I want to thank you for stopping by, being a part here on A Transit Bambi. I'm going to leave all the links on how to get a hold of you below. I'm also going to leave it on the Facebook. I told you I eventually do want to do a YouTube channel, a YouTube segment on the services that you provide. But one more time, Jill, before we have to kind of end the show, because we have like 30 seconds left, tell viewers and callers how they can get a hold of you one more time.
They can go to the website, thetransplantastic.com, or find me on the Facebook. I'm on there, Transplantastic, or email me at jill@transplantastic.com.
Okay. Well, I certainly appreciate you for everything that you do. Thank you so much for being a very, very special guest here on A Transit Bambi. And viewers, thank you so much for all that you do. We love you, and we love to bring more to you.
Bye, Bambi, and I'll talk to you soon.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Listen, that was a great recording. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I had a lot of fun. That was really, really good.
I was nervous.
Were you really?
Yeah, do they edit?
You know what? I don't think so, but, like, look, I've been kind of, like, just kind of...
I know, I'm kidding.
Like, I didn't feel very good, but you know what? It doesn't even matter, because we...